a story, also maybe one of those shorties. There could be like a debate here between some people, and one even says, you know, this about democracy or dictatorship or whatever, and the good and the bad and the ugly and the evil in the world today. And then one older gentleman, maybe, odd-looking maybe, raises his voice saying, I believe in a way in monarchy or republic. Whatever, that these words do not mean so much, but that when you have leaders leading the country, doing the work of managing and taking care of the country and the people in that country, and they do a good job, visibly, by practical results that everyone can see. People are living well, they have homes and can feed their families, and they can dress nicely, and they have, you know, they have jobs, and things work, and society is safe for the citizens. And it's more fair in terms of not some super duper mega rich owning like 90% of the entire country. Something like that. So there can be argument, of course, but his argument is that. And it's interesting, we could test it and see what other arguments you get against this. Because he said, you know, they call themselves democratic, but they are, what are they doing? And how does it look there? And how happy are people in their country? And they call the other ones dictators or whatever ugly word they can come up with, which can sometimes, you know, be more out of envy than of stating any fact. But you go there and people are happy and things look good the way they should and the way they did here as well. So why don't we just respect each other and not come down throwing rocks at each other, criticizing each other, having to show that we are better than you, or even that we're gonna get rid of you or make us, you are slaves and servants, or we will kill you. We shall rule the world, and thou shalt submit. So I mean, these multipolar sovereign states that rather focus their expertise and intelligence and all their experience on learning to establish well-working relationships between each other and well-working countries for the people. I mean, this just makes sense. It's it's win-win. Everyone comes happy there in the end. And we as humans evolve, which I guess we are supposed to do someday, according to our own philosophies. but to a higher consciousness, a higher understanding, I mean, at least as high as they had in the past, of that happiness on earth comes not from getting constantly more and more and more of something, money or numbers or things, which is kind of madness. But it comes from living in harmony, having what you need. More than that, it's just a burden. Share, help each other with what we have in excess. And we're all happy together here. And these dark voices from somewhere, I think mainly in the West, have kept echoing in our minds, shouting sometimes into our minds that, no, that is not possible, that is a dream. This is reality. Accept it. You are our slaves. And you can't be anything else than that. So, well, I mean, we've got Sauron and the orcs, and we've got Middle World, where simple humans live, and our old man is not talking there. And maybe not for once, the others are just sitting there listening, a little bit flabbergasted. That, yeah, maybe all I want to say is that it may be wise that when someone tells you that the evil one is over there and you should fight him, then question, first of all, and seriously do that from independent sources, which you can find today. Question that statement in itself. Question the one who tells you that. Who is that person? Who is telling me this? And do I trust that person or those persons? Or is it just something that has entered my mind? Yes, the one over there is evil. I know that. We all know that. My neighbors also know it. My friends also know it. That means it is true. It's real. And if you come and question that, if you even dare to question the absolute truth, then we should quiet you. I mean, this is the way it goes. And that's as far as it has gone now. The old man is still talking. Here in Europe, as of today, end of January 2026, bam. Yeah, why not? Make a little shorty of that.